I'm David Schreiner Khan, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep us stuck. The mission of Smashing the Plateau is helping solopreneur experts build more stable and consistent recurring revenue in their business. Smashing the Plateau is part of the Best Network, providing expert individual and team mentorship, peer support, and curated educational content that reinforces and expands our goal of the show, helping solopreneur experts get the recurring revenue they deserve. To learn more about us and Best Network and schedule time to speak with me about how to smash your plateau, go to smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork. That's smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Amy Schuber. Amy is a life and business coach. She's been working with women leaders, entrepreneurs, and individuals for the past decade. She loves guiding women back to themselves with her strategic mind, savvy spirituality, curated resources, and straight-up smarts. She has an innate ability to see clients' true potential and strategies needed to unlock the possibilities. Amy is also the host of the Inspired Conversations, bringing insight from today's thought leaders to help all of us live into life and business in the most conscious, mindful way. Amy truly believes you are the one you've been waiting for. Amy, welcome to the show.
Oh, David, thank you for having me. I appreciate being here.
It's always great having another podcaster on, and I had the pleasure recently to be interviewed by you for your show. So it's great to have you on as a guest on Smashing the Plateau.
Oh, thank you. I feel the same way when we have that podcasting connection. So thank you.
Amy, why did you become a life and business coach?
It's a really good question. And it sort of starts with a journey into entrepreneurship, really. You know, I went to college, I graduated, and I got a job just like I was supposed to. And after working in the corporate world for a while, I realized I didn't love what I was doing and I felt trapped. And it took me a while to maybe articulate that's how I was feeling in the corporate world. And it wasn't until I started having some of my own self-discovery with a coach and with a career counseling course that I realized I was just in the wrong space. And so I took some risks and I decided to make changes. So I left the corporate world altogether. I quit my job and I started exploring. And that exploration led me to the coaching I'm doing now. And this was about 13 years ago. And I didn't realize at the time I was leaving my corporate world to become an entrepreneur or become a coach even. That wasn't even in my language, even though I was working with a coach and working in, you know, career counseling classes and such. But it just led me down this road to discover what I really wanted to do. And I knew what I was doing wasn't fulfilling me. And so that's what started that, you know, journey and quest back to myself, really, and then into the work I'm doing. So it's this journey that led me to coaching. And when I opened that door and took the risk and quit my job to sort of have that exploration for myself and give myself that breathing room to discover what I really wanted to do, because for me, I didn't do that in college. I didn't do that in an internship. You know, I graduated and then it was like, okay, now what are you going to do? Just get a job. And it wasn't even a job that was in my, you know, what I studied, which was interesting because it was just like, okay, now you're done with that and now go do this. And it was like they were all separate. I'm doing the work now that I studied in school, which is funny because I was a communications major and of course, communications is in coaching and everything. So it's sort of interesting. I didn't study business, but I'm in business and I'm doing business and helping people with their businesses as well. So it was this journey back to myself. And then when I took that risk and let myself, you know, dabble and discover, you know, what is it that I want to do? Of course, the doors opened to me. So I went into this entrepreneurship group to have this exploration of what am I going to do? If I started a business, what would it look like? And so I put myself in this group and an incubator really to incubate an idea, which is not coaching. It wasn't coaching at the time. And I let myself just have that discovery. And I started a business, but it was a product business. But at the end of that 4-week program, the woman who was running it looked at me and said, would you like to run this group in Orange County, California, where I live? And I was taking the group in Los Angeles. That one ask of her opened the door for me to start coaching, because it was an entrepreneur group. It was, I facilitated it. And then through that, you start coaching and you having this discovery of other women and holding space for other women and other women, you know, delving into entrepreneurship. So that like flung the door open to me. And that's where I realized after doing it for 4 years, like, wow, I really love this. I really get this. I'm really good at this. And it was taking all the skills I had learned in school, also in my previous jobs. I was in marketing in the corporate world, and strategy and planning. So all that led to that. And then that's when I realized, oh, this is the career for me. And so probably a long answer into that, but that led me into coaching and into the entrepreneurship that I, you know, started for myself many years ago.
Amy, what do you think it takes to have the wherewithal to take what may be a scary step of quitting a corporate job, which is linear, it's probably considered safe by many people, into the unknown, into something that initially sounds like you didn't even know that it was going to lead to entrepreneurship? What does it take to take a scary step like that? And at the same time, in parallel, what do you need to do or have in your mind so that you can be open to the unexpected opportunity you just described when you were asked to lead the group?
Yeah. So I think it takes courage. You know, I look back and people tell me when I tell that story, they're like, wow, that took a lot of courage. And at the time I didn't realize it was a courageous act, but because it was risky and a lot of people were saying, what are you doing, and questioning me. So I think listening to yourself and executing on that takes courage, because not everybody's going to see what you see or feel what you feel. For me, I could no longer survive in the corporate environment. Like, it was such a struggle. I was so unhappy and so unfulfilled. I was just miserable. So it was like, something's got to happen. So I was sort of pushed by the pain. I wasn't pulled by the vision. I was definitely pushed by pain. So I was quitting my job out of like survival mode. So if it was courageous, yeah, it was courageous, but I took the risk anyways, because I had to, like, something had to happen. And for me, that was the choice. So I think following that choice is the first step. And if it's courage, great. That we need, like, muster up the courage and just do it. And then the allowing, I mean, I look back and can tell that story, but I've had so many opportunities of things that I've stepped into not knowing it was going to lead to, you know, what I'm doing now, especially like running that group also led to podcasting and interviewing in a way, because I was interviewing entrepreneurs in a monthly meeting we had. So I was doing that in a way which was prepping me for the podcast that I'm doing now, right? So I think it's just being open to the yes. When someone asks you something and you think, why would I do that? Be open to like the yes. Like, if I said yes, what would it open up? And maybe sometimes don't even think about it too much. Just say yes. Be in the surrender and the flow of the yes. Because had I not said yes to that, I might have ended up at another corporate job doing something. And I might have, you know, quit that job or been laid off. And that actually did happen. For a few months, I got scared. And I was offered a job and I took it right when I, like, 6 months after I quit my job, I was offered another corporate job and I did say yes. But then within 8 months, I was laid off and I thought, okay, I just got chewed up and spit out because of my fear. And now I'm going to do what I set out to do. So that happened in the interim, right in the beginning when I had quit my job, because everybody's voices got into my head, like, you should get a job. What are you doing? And all that started happening. And so what I would say in that flow and that, and saying the yes, also surround yourself with people who get you, other entrepreneurs, if it's entrepreneurship that you're exploring into, like, or, you know, starting something that's different, get into the community so you have that support. Because sometimes the people right around you, it could be family, partners, whomever, friends, they don't get it because they, you know, are in a different world, and it's okay if they don't get it, but those aren't your people that are going to help you and support you in a way that we really need. Sometimes they do. But then you need those like-minded people as well. And entrepreneurs' like minds are different than people climbing the corporate ladder like mind. So definitely seek out your people.
Yeah, well said. So, Amy, let's fast forward to today. Whom do you serve now?
So it's interesting. It's like who I just described, me being that unfulfilled person in a job, in a career, is who I serve. You know, I serve that woman who is looking for something more, whether it's in her career or in starting a business, because what I found is entrepreneurship is really, it's in my blood. And interestingly enough, I came from a family of entrepreneurs, just side note, but it's in my blood. So I recognize it in others. And I recognize that gumption it takes to start a business. And so I work with women who are seeking to expand themselves in their life or their business, and helping them align to their voice and their ideas and their goals of what they want to create. Because we all have that something, that sense of something we want to accomplish or achieve, or the impact we want to make through our work, whatever our work is. And as entrepreneurs, I think we take it even more personally and more seriously with our why and what we're doing in the world. So, you know, I work with women who are setting out, and maybe they don't even know that's the path they're on, but they're in that questioning mode. They feel unfulfilled. They feel exhausted. They feel overwhelmed, and they want something different. And so I help them figure that out. And a lot of times it turns into starting a business, or, you know, going out on their own and doing something, which is interesting because I wouldn't have always thought that's where it would lead. But yeah, those are the women I love to work, because, you know, we all have that sense of self and voice. Sometimes, though, it gets buried under what we think we should be doing or we've committed to in our jobs. You know, I say job like quote unquote. And so sometimes we need that help finding our voice again and empowering it so we can allow it out, because we sometimes do have that idea of what we want to be doing in our world, but we're not actually doing it because we're committed to other things.
Right. Particularly, we end up getting committed to other people's expectations for us.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Amy, why do you think it's so important for someone like the person you just described, who is feeling unsettled, uneasy, unfulfilled, et cetera, to work with somebody like you, as opposed to try to figure this out on her own?
Gosh, when you have perspective from somebody else who's maybe even been through it or has the resources, it just helps the process. And I also believe we can do a lot of things on our own, but I believe we're not meant to, you know, like to have someone usher you in and give you a safe space to, you know, have the highs and have the lows is really important. I had that when I was going through my transition from corporate, and nobody really suggested me to do that. I came up on my own with that, and with quitting my job. And I think it just gives you this permission and safe space and guidance. You know, we don't need to do it on our own. And when we have the guidance or the coaching to help us become, you know, more of who we really are in our work or in our personal lives, it just helps us achieve it, I think, a little faster. You know, like, look around, people who are really successful, and let's talk about sports. People in sports, every sport has coaches, and they have guidance, and they have these people giving them the guidance of the next step to make and what it takes to get there and backing out of the goal, you know, and then what do we need to do on a daily basis to get there? And personally, I needed that. And I recognize that we all need it. And so, you know, that is why I have a coach. I have a coach with multiple things I'm doing. And so that guidance is just really important, because the perspective that somebody else can give us about ourselves in certain situations helps us remove those blocks. Because, you know, personally, I could go round and round doing the same thing, expecting different results, until someone says, why do you keep doing that? Or questions me or challenges me to do something different and take it to another level. And that is the perspective that I think is really brilliant and helps us reach farther. And they like reach out that hand, and then we're reaching towards it, and it pushes us in a positive way. So it gives us that guidance and a path, you know, and perspective we don't have, because we have tunnel vision. You know, I have it. I have tunnel vision. I'll admit it. So yeah, that's why I think it's helpful.
Yeah, I agree. I think we all do. So now let's talk a little bit about your business itself. And in particular, a lot of people who are in solopreneur businesses struggle to try to build consistent, stable revenue. How have you built recurring revenue for your business?
You know, I'm working on that right now, currently. I mean, my revenue stream has been through consulting with business, you know, small business owners, and going in and doing consulting with them. And then also one-on-one coaching on different levels of people if needed, whether it's starting a business or going in and helping them, you know, build and maintain a sustainable business. And a lot of that has to do with a lot of variables, right? But for me, that is something I'm working on. Also, as a podcaster, you know, I've got this other avenue happening. And so right now, the reoccurring revenue to create that stability is something I'm absolutely working on. So, you know, creating group coaching and consistent revenue through a membership program, and then also like the revenue coming through podcasts. So to be totally transparent, it's currently what I'm working on as well and educating myself on. But in the past, it's been up until now, it's been one-on-one and through consulting through, you know, with business.
And what kinds of revenue models do you find particularly attractive?
Gosh, you know, the reoccurring revenue model. So you're creating something, you know, a program in evergreen. So I think everybody who teaches something in their business knows that you can repeat yourself over and over and over, and you're teaching the same thing. So I find it attractive to create an evergreen program that becomes the foundation of everything you teach or consult, and allow that to be the basis and allow a lot of people, you know, one to many. I find that really attractive. So whether it's a mastermind or a group coaching program, and then also that evergreen model of like maybe an online program, I find those to be really attractive.
What do you find to be challenging when it comes to building recurring revenue?
That's a good question. I mean, I think it's finding the right fit for me personally, what it is I want to put my name on, my voice on, and executing it really, you know, like getting all the pieces together and executing it in a successful way. So it feels like it really is coming from my truth, my core, and it's actually something like I want to put my stamp on and do it in a timely manner. You know, I have that entrepreneur mind that I have a million ideas. I have a notebook filled with them, and it's just like pick one and execute that and then prove that model and then do it again and then do it over and over and over. And I think I get stuck in that, lots of ideas too, you know, like a lot of us do.
Right. And also as entrepreneurs and as leaders in our field, we get turned on by dealing with complexity and complex problems, spending time solving complex problems. And in fact, recurring revenue is best started when you do exactly what you just said, which is to pick one particular method or system and repeat it over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm practicing that.
Amy, whom do you know personally who's been really successful at smashing plateaus?
You know, I have a really good friend, and she's sort of the reason I became an entrepreneur. And I don't know that she realizes that, but her name's Amy Swift Crosby. And she's someone that I mentor, and I don't mentor her. She's a mentor to me. And she just, to me, always is smashing plateaus through the work that she's doing. She's a writer, a copywriter, and she just sticks with her essence of who she is. And these doors open for her. And I just see her continuously grow as a business owner. And I really appreciate who she is and how she puts herself out into the world.
Great example. What can we look forward to from you in the near future? What's coming up?
Gosh, I'd like to say online programs, but so that's something I'm working on. But also, you know, growth in my podcast and in my interviews, in my presence and visibility. I think I'm challenging myself in my business growth to create those reoccurring models and create some online programs and some accessibility to me that maybe wouldn't be there because I'm in my head down in the one-on-one and the consulting arena. So I think maybe the more visibility of me being out there and creating more offerings to choose from.
What do you find works really well using the podcast as a way to either connect to the rest of your business or to work in parallel with it?
You know, my podcast has been such a journey, and it's been so informative. And it gives you this platform and the special place that you get to be in when you're talking directly to the people who know, like, and trust you. It just gives you this opportunity. And I think I'm still learning about how to use my platform and also use my voice, because sometimes my podcast drives me, which is interesting. And so for me, it's meaning, you know, the guests that come on sort of lead where I go, like with the theme of what's going on in the conversation I'm having. And I think using that and listening to it and to really have the pulse of what's going on out in the world and what, and answer that call and answer and that. And, you know, there's this also this platform that it allows revenue through sponsorship and programming and some things that, you know, are new ideas to me as a podcaster, because I've, you know, I've not been in advertising or radio or that kind of thing. So I just think it has this whole world and stuff I'm still learning, as you probably have that same experience as podcasting.
Yeah, I would agree. There's an awful lot as hosts that we learn from the conversations with our guests, as well as it's interesting how the connections with guests and with the audience has a way of opening up some unexpected opportunities, like, you know, tying that into the theme that we've talked about throughout this episode.
It also gives you access, which I wasn't expecting. In the beginning, you feel like you're knocking on doors like, hi, can I interview you? I'm a nobody because my show's not even live. And then as you build your, you know, your guests and you build your show and you build your platform, you have this access as a podcaster. You know, it's exactly how we met in this group of podcasters. And it's interesting. And I wasn't expecting that. And that access allows you the special place to, you know, receive and to give to so many people.
Right. And I would suspect that it's true no matter what medium you're using as a content creator.
Yeah.
You know, it happens to be for, I don't know what other media you may use. For me, my medium is primarily the podcast. Mm-hmm. But I agree with you. I find that it's a great platform for lots of other things that we can do in business and in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amy, how can listeners learn more about you and follow you?
Oh gosh, you can find everything about me at my website, both on amyschuber.com and inspiredconversations.net, where all my podcasts live. And I'm on social at Amy Schuber in everything. So you can find me there.
Sounds great. Well, Amy, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau. My guest today has been Amy Schuber, life and business coach and host of Inspired Conversations podcast. Thank you again, Amy, for joining us.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to Smashing the Plateau. The mission of Smashing the Plateau is helping solopreneur experts build more stable and consistent recurring revenue in their business. Smashing the Plateau is part of the Best Network, providing expert individual and team mentorship, peer support, and curated educational content that reinforces and expands our goal of the show, helping solopreneur experts get the recurring revenue they deserve. To learn more about us and Best Network and schedule time to speak with me about how to smash your plateau, go to smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork. That's smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork. We want to help you smash your plateau.